Central Volunteers play right here. Welcome to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network and the Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine pregame show. Sponsored in part by Central Alabama Community College, Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, First Bank of Alabama, Clay and Coosa County District Attorney Joe Fickwit, the Law Office of Tyler Sims, Timber Elite Auctions, Toyota of Silicauga, Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys, Blair Family Farm and Market, Hill Auto Sales, A&E Metal Roofing, Blues Car Wash and Lube, Piggly Wiggly of Lineville and Ashland, Matthews Meat Market, First State Bank, Buddy's Sports Country, First Capital Insurance, Highway 9 Tire, The Drugstore, Coke Foods of Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas District, State Farm Agent Mike Coleman, Southern Cabinet Company, Williams Parts and Supply, Atkinson Homes, Harris Plumbing and Electric, Poultry South, Central Physical Therapy, Integrity Cabinets, Honey's Cafe, Sassy's Convenience Store, Spencer Loveless at Southeastern Land Group, Bama Guns and Outfitters, AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority, Clay County Tire and Retreading, Clay County Economic Development Council, Ann's Flowers and Gifts, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Ashland Auto Parts, Superior Pest Control, and Bucks Island.
Good afternoon and welcome you back to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, and Jeremy Character here live from Montgomery, from Lagoon Park. Coach, it's good to be back here going after a big win this morning and the Volunteers to get things back going here against the Beauregard Hornets, a team we hadn't played this year in softball, but we've played them in basketball earlier and in a regional tournament and many times before we faced off against the Beauregard Hornets.
We've had a long-standing rivalry with Beauregard, and here we are again today playing them, and a great win this morning. Volunteers played one of their better games of the year to get to this point, and we're off and running, Rusty.
They got an early start, and there's strike one taken on the outside part. Ainsley Giddens will quickly go through the East Central Alabama gas starting lineups after this pitch. Ainsley pops that one out of play, and I'll get started real quick. Ainsley's leading off, playing first. Blair Wheeler pitching and batting second. Sakara Lopez playing center field, batting third. Annalisa Harris playing right field, batting fourth. We've got Chloe Morris, who was a big star in the game this morning, pitching and batting. She'll be playing third and batting fifth. Addie Wesley playing shortstop, batting sixth. Ava Adams playing catcher, batting seventh. Lauren Reed is a designated player batting eighth. Lily McCain playing second and batting ninth. And Ansley Adams is a flex playing left field. There's a ball taken, and I think we had another pitch fouled off by Giddens while I was going through that East Central Alabama gas starting lineup. Coach, I know we're kind of wedged in here as we look at the Coosa Valley Medical Center pregame show after the game starts, as they got an early start. But what's your A&E metal roofing keys to the game here?
Well, I think one key is the Volunteers have got to try to sustain the momentum that they gained from that win this morning. And, you know, this morning one of our keys was to get off to a quick start. And I think in this game, not necessarily a quick start, but a good start is imperative for the Vols in this game. And then we've got to have a good pitching.
Well, there it goes. Ainsley Giddens hits a ground ball over to third. That'll be an error, but we'll have a base runner right off the bat. Sorry to rudely interrupt you, Coach, but
well,
you can blame that on Ainsley Giddens.
I was going to say we needed a good pitching performance out of Blair Wheeler in this game, much like we had from Davis or Morris earlier this morning.
Coach, our Blair Family Farm and Market weather report, 82 degrees and mostly sunny, and Wheeler strikes run out to right field. There's the first base hit of the game, and the Lady Vols have two on to get the game started. Wheeler went hitless this morning, hit some hard balls, but that one right in between the first and second baseman hit hard out in the right field.
Well, the Volunteers off to a quick start that we mentioned, and now it's up to the middle of the order to come through and try to knock in some runs here.
It'll be Zakara Lopez, the three-hole batter here for the Volunteers, playing center field. She squares the bunt and bunts it back backwards. Lopez, with a little bit of speed, trying maybe a little bit too hard. You know, you call bunts, Coach, and I don't know if they got it separated into a sack bunt or a bunt for a hit, but that was obviously trying to bunt for a hit. But I don't know if Coach Josh Giddens was necessarily looking for her to need to get a hit. Lopez squares again and doesn't get the bat out in front and fouls it back. Just not quite getting the bat far enough out front, and she's in a hole 0-2.
Yeah, she'll probably have to swing away now. But, Rusty, while you were going over those the starting lineup, and it may take you a couple of pitches to explain this, but you mentioned that Lauren Reed is a designated player.
There's a pass ball that's going to move the runners to second and third. So, Coach, you didn't have to get the bunt down, and we get a moved around. So that's kind of a best-case scenario right
That's
there.
Right. We get a one-pitch at-bat now to try to move them. But the designated player, tell us what that is.
Well, there's a designated player and a flex play. The designated player is actually hits and can play in the field. There's a ball they're going to give up the run for the out, and she hits it out over the first, but that will score Ensley Giddens from third, and the Lady Vols with a quick 1-0 lead.
And Wheeler moves over to third in the process of all that.
So that's how to bring Annalisa Harris to the plate, who had a big hit in her first game today, and Annalisa squares the bunt. Right now, when we're squaring the bunt, we're just what it looks like to me, Coach, from here, we're just not quite getting the bunt the bat around far enough around in front of the plate to get these balls out in fair territory.
Yeah, and I don't know if we're just trying to test the defense right here or what we're doing with two consecutive batters trying to bunt.
Annalisa pulls back.
She showed bunt again on that pitch. Maybe trying to make sure we get that run in from third base.
Yeah, I mean, you want to start hot, fast, and they've already plated one, looking to plate two with one out and a runner over at third. There's a bunt. That's going to get down.
They've got her trapped.
But no, and she's going to get back. So we're going to have to, Coach, we're going to score that a hit, a bunt base hit for Annalisa Harris. We got them first and third with one out.
Yeah, she got the bunt down, but, you know, it put the runner on third base in a position to where they had to make a decision to either run into an out or try to get back. And smartly, Blair tried to made her way back to third base. And Annalisa beat the play to first base.
That'll bring Chloe Morris, who had a couple big hits earlier today, and she takes one off the plate. But, Coach, what caused Wheeler? And Wheeler done a great job running. The bunt was kind of popped up, so Wheeler had to see if it was going to be caught in the air.
Right.
And it was, you know, and she wisely got back to the bag. She couldn't take that chance.
Yeah, I'm not sure it was a squeeze play. They were just trying to put the ball on the ground and see if they could get that run in. But anyway, it worked out. No out was made, and we've got a bonus base runner.
A little surprise. We hadn't sent Annalisa yet with a first and third situation, but that still may happen yet. Morris takes a strike on the inside point, and it's 2-1. I mean, you would almost be giving up a run if you threw to second. So would you trade that out if they could throw Annalisa out? That's a very big question.
I would send her to keep out of the force out.
Morris just smokes one foul. It's going to hit. Would have been close to having the distance to get out of here, Coach, but it's foul, and it's just a loud strike, and we're at 2-2. One away. We're here in the top half of the Buddy Sports Country first inning. Lady Vols leading things off, and they're already with a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, she got out in front of that one and kind of hooked it. If you're a golfer, she hooked that one.
Morris hits a grounder up the middle. There's going to be a play at the plate, and she slides under the tag. A good run, close play at home plate, but the throw was high. Catcher done a good job of catching it, but Wheeler just slides under that tag because of the high throw.
Yeah, I'm really surprised they came home with that throw instead of taking the sure out at first. But
now there's still just one away, and the balls have runners at first and third.
Wheeler took off on contact, so she had a good jump, and Had it been a better throw, it might have nailed her there at the plate, but fortunately, she slid under the tag, and the run scored.
Well, it was a weakly hit ground ball to the left side of the pitcher there in Brooks. Brooks done a good job going over to make the play, but she had to really extend to get that. Her feet was not under her, and I think that caused a high throw.
And right now, the Beauregard coach took a visit out to the mound, talked things over with his defense, and right now his goal is to get out of this first inning without any more damage.
Addie Wesley at the plate playing center field today for the Lady Balls with runners on first and second and one away here in the top half of the Buddy Sports Country first inning. A lot of time being taken here. I don't really know what's happening. Everybody's looking around.
I think they're just trying to regather themselves out there, the Beauregard defenders. Now we're ready.
There's a hard hit ball to Wesley to third. This is a possible double play ball. And I think she was off the bag. She was off. Let's see if they get an appeal. She was off the bag.
Well, they're going to have to go to the first base ump.
And I agree. She was definitely pulled off the bag, but there's no way that field umpire could see it.
Well, we definitely got one out at third base.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think they're going to stick with the call out in the field. And
I mean, I just happen to have the perfect angle. She was clearly off the bag at first. But in the umpires, you know, the field umpire, there's no way he could see that from deep behind where softball umpires show. But anyway, it's three outs. But the Vols, not before the Vols get two in the top half of the Buddy Sports Country first inning and lead 2-0. We'll take a quick break and come back with the bottom half right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Support for the Radio Alabama Foundation comes from Williams Parts and Supply, a locally owned business located next to Dollar General in Lineville. Williams Parts and Supply carries automotive parts, equipment supplies, and hardware items. More information is available by phone at 256-396-5418.
Support for Classic Country 90.9 is provided by Timber Elite Auctions. Timber Elite Auctions works with landowners to market timber and collect bids from buyers. The company also conducts monthly online equipment auctions. Timber Elite Auctions is based in Alabama and serves clients across the region. More information is available at 256-846-0575 or at timbereliteauctions.com. Auctioneer license number 5462.
Rusty Tutter, Coach Jerry Weems, Jeremy Character here live from Lagoon Park in Montgomery, Alabama for Central Regional 5A action as the Vols are playing the Beauregard Hornets. And we're here in the bottom half of the Buddy Sports Country first inning. Lady Vols lead 2-0, but quickly the leadoff batter here, Lindsey Moulton, is taking three straight pitches for balls.
And Rusty, we're sitting here in the same booth with our good friends from Beauregard.
Yeah, we've had a lot of work with them, calling different games. Tim sending the crew down there that we've faced off against. There's a hard hit ground ball to Chloe Morris. Morris throws back, but the throw is going to take her off the bag a little high, and Giddens goes up and makes the catch, but she's in there. Don't come down quite quick, and a bang-bang play over at first results in a base runner.
And, you know, it's really funny that both teams, top of their first batter, reached on errors on the third baseman.
They did.
85 on each leadoff batter.
That'll bring Mackenzie Hanley to the plate, the second baseman. She shows bunt, and there's still down. The throw's going to get away from second baseman Addie Wesley, and that's going to move her all the way to third right here. And right now is how everything seemed to go early for the Lady Vols. It seems to be changing the other way here in the bottom half of the same Buddy Sports Country first inning.
Well, Moulton, the leadoff hitter, now has received three extra bases because of the error and two errors, really.
There's a base hit that's going to get in the gap out in left field. It's going to be cut off by Adams, but not before Mackenzie Hanley goes in for an RBI double.
Well, it didn't take long for Beauregard to answer back. They got one of those two back that we scored, and they got the other one in scoring position at second base.
Very similar things happen as Vols come back right back with a hit after the error, and that'll bring Reagan Brooks, the pitcher, to the plate. She squares the bunt and pulls back.
And that Hanley, who's running at second base, she was literally halfway to third and then went back to second.
As we mentioned, both of those First State Bank leadoff batters here in this inning both reached on errors for both teams. There's a bunt right back to Wheeler. Wheeler fields a position, and to get the first out, there's a close play as she round third over there. And again, Lily McCain covering, throws it across. She gets back, but that's out number one, but does move the runner over to third.
Yeah, Hanley living dangerously out there on the bases. She's in a good spot right now, though, at third base with two outs to get her in.
That'll bring Ellie Burris to the plate, the third baseman. There's a ball down in the way. Right now the Vols lead 2-1, but the Hornets with a tying run over at third base here in the bottom half of the Buddy Sports Country first inning.
You ever been stung by a hornet?
I've been stung by a European hornet, Coach. You ever?
I've been stung by a hornet.
You know,
I don't know where it was from.
Great big one.
I don't know where he came from. I mean, that was a legitimate statement. Foul ball right there.
By
Burroughs. Yeah, I don't know where he was from, but they got me pretty good that day.
I'll try to get my composure here. That was a good one, Coach.
Yeah. Oh, that one was inside.
That one was fair, just inside the third base, ripped down the third baseline. And we have a tie game at two here against the Beauregard Hornets.
And I'll tell you that right there, the left fielder, Adams, came over, cut that ball off, and saved Burroughs from getting extra bases.
Right now, just one away. Runner over at first for the Hornets.
And unfortunately, right now, Blair's not fooling any of the Beauregard hitters. They are teeing off.
Avery Palmer, the catcher's up to bat, and they're stealing attempt, and it's thrown, and it gets away a little bit, but not far enough to advance. But now they have another runner in scoring position with just one away in a tie game here in the bottom half of the Buddy Sports Country first inning. Speaking about those Hornets, Coach, I actually had Hornets building a nest under my soffit there on the rear of my house right out by the pool. It built one about the size of a baseball. And I kind of watched it a little while, a few days, but I decided that the granddaughter was coming, I better take care of it. But
how did you destroy it?
I had some Boston Hornet spray, Coach, and I just went right up, actually at night, and I thought, well, most of them should be in there, I would think, by that point. And if you've ever watched a hornet and looked at a hornet's nest, it's like a wasp nest inside it, and then they start to build that big cocoon around it. So it's pretty neat, but there's a ball inside and runs the count to 3-0 here. The catcher's up the bat here with a 3-0 count. Let's see what the Hornet coaching staff elects to do. And that's swing away here.
Right now, every batter that's come up for Beauregard has pulled the ball over to the left side, and they're really dialed in right now on Blair Wheeler.
Yeah, earlier today, you know, the big win against Brubaker, Coach, I think the thing that Morris was able to do was really throw her changeup and keep them off stride a little bit. Right now, they seem to have Wheeler timed up well. There's a ball hit foul down the left field line and close to being fair, but it was foul.
And I still can't see the left field line where the grass starts.
It's not painted strongly, is it? There's one foul straight back to the screen there, and we'll do the payoff pitch again here with the full count.
Yeah, Palmer hanging in, fouling off some good pitches. This is the key batter right here to get out.
Coach, going back to that regular Hornet sting, I don't think I've been stung by a regular Hornet. There's another one fouled away. Was that extra painful compared to like a Yellow Jacket
I'll
or a
tell
wasp?
You, I got stung one time by a hornet, and it was on the head, and it felt like a rock had just hit me in the head. I mean, it felt like somebody threw a rock and hit me. That's how it felt. It wasn't like a Yellow Jacket sting.
There's one popped up. This looks playable for the catcher Adams, and she drops it.
Well, the problem there.
Got to turn her back.
You teach catchers on a pop-up, turn your back to the infield, and the ball will be coming towards you. If your back is if you're facing the infield, it's going away from you.
I tell you what was interesting. That one was really close to being a fair ball.
It was. And now
there's
she
the ball
rips
off,
it in the left.
And it gets away from the left fielder off the glove of the third baseman, Morris, and then by Ansley Adams. And that'll give up an extra base and score another run for the Hornets. And that, they lead 3-2.
That may have been the hardest ball they've hit yet.
Coach Josh Giddens come out, and looks like we're going to have a pitching change here. Looks like we're going to see Lauren Reed come in. And let's see how Coach Josh Giddens elects to play this, see what he does with Wheeler. Because Wheeler's a very good hitter.
Yeah, she bats second in the batting order, so there's probably going to be some adjusting.
But
here,
now you got to remember, he put Reed in as a designated player, so she can – it's almost like an extra position. Is what that allows you – we didn't finish that while ago. It almost puts an extra position on the bench. So those players have free – those ten players have free substitution. You understand what I'm saying? It adds a position. So they don't really have to do anything because there's no substitution just been made. It's just a swap at pitcher.
So my question is this, since we've entered that designated player, do we bat 10 people?
No. We still bat the same amount. Both of the Reed was already batting.
The flex player is the one that won't bat.
That's correct.
Okay.
The softball rules, Coach. It's a different game.
Yeah, it's different than baseball.
You would ride all over your card there in a baseball game if you had to do all this, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'd pull it out and start riding.
But as we read, enter the circle and get things going here, trying to get two outs and get out of this first. Already giving up three runs.
So really at this point,
nothing's really changed.
Blair is on, she's kind of like the DH right now.
Yeah, she's kind of the
baseball.
She's kind of like the DP now.
Yeah.
And in a sense, you're right, you're hitting for the left fielder almost is what it's like. It's a ball fouled out. And right now the Hornets seem to be out in front of everything that comes in, regardless of the pitcher.
They're timed, they're timed in, dialed in, and they're pulling everything and getting some good cuts at them, too.
It's a ball up in the zone. That was a single while ago by Palmer, but I think the ball skating by our left fielder out there, that was a one-base error that gave her down there.
A hit and an error.
There's one fouled into almost our volunteer dugout over there for strike two. Two and two. The count even now. Balls. Wearing a red pant today with a blue jersey. Didn't get to go through that. There's another one fouled away. Blue jersey with the balls on white, outlining red across the chest. Blue socks. Oh, the knicker pants, Coach. That's
the old
softball
time. Old time look.
Going. Don't see many baseball players doing that, but it's kind of coming back around. There's another one pulled foul, and right now the Hornets are so out in front of everything. I might just change up them to death right now if they're hitting fastballs foul.
A changeup might be effective.
Yes, for sure. And you get to thinking about the possibility of, Morris pitched a full seven innings early, but she's eligible to pitch by rule. And there's a changeup, and it's roped out to left field, Ansley Adams. So a good play there. I'll make the play in left field, and that'll get a big out because it's been a while, and that's the second out of the inning.
Well, honestly, the way this inning has gone, if we can get out of here with just three runs, I think that'll be a small win in itself.
I agree.
The way they've hit the ball.
Madison Blanchard, the sophomore, come to the bat. She's the designated player for the Hornets. And she takes ball one inside. Three to two, the Hornets lead here early in this Buddy Sports Country. First inning. There's one fouled right off the mitt of Adams, even in the count at 1-1.
And you know, Rusty, we had no inning this morning in the game that lasted as long as this first inning in this game has.
No, it was that first game this morning scooted by. And I think Coach Evers' game's going around all the way around us here in the circle here at Lagoon Park. But the Volunteers game finished ahead of all of them.
Yeah, it was the first one to finish.
There's a strike by Reed, and it counts at 1-2. Be great, as you said. I think you would feel good if your coach Josh Giddens to get out of this with a trailing by one run. There's one popped up. It should be playable by Giddens. Giddens gets under it and squeezes it for out number three, but not before the Hornets plate three and take a lead here in the bottom half of the Buddy Sports Sunscreen first inning. They lead 3-2 over our Central High School of Clay County Lady Vols here in regional play in Montgomery, Alabama at Lagoon Park on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Flu season has arrived. This is Jana Wheeler, and at the drugstore, we want to help you take steps to hopefully keep the flu out of your home. We are offering grab-and-go flu defense bags that feature a variety of products to help treat your symptoms. The drugstore also has a large supply of flu and COVID tests, and it's still not too late to get your flu shot. We're located next to the Clay County Hospital and open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 until noon. The drugstore, proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be, imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper? Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary, at Southern Union State Community College, visit suscc.edu today.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales, Highway 9 in Lineville. Buy from Hill.
Rutsch, it's other Coach Jerry Williams, Jeremy Character, and we welcome you back here. And we do appreciate our partners in Hill Auto Sales. We were driven by Hill all the way down to Montgomery, Alabama, to Lagoon Park, where we're in the second inning here. The Cook Foods advice in the second inning. With the ball's trailing 3-2 to the Borgard Hornets.
The Blair Farms weather report. We've got a breeze blowing.
And it's picked
blowing
up.
In some clouds.
It's blowing from right, kind of out to left field, Coach. But you're right. The flag is right here, kind of next to us here as we're in the press box. And I'm going to say that, you know, we're about 8 mile an hour winds, by the way, that flag's standing out.
You think it's just eight?
Let's just see.
All I know is it's getting cloudy, and it's the wind blowing the clouds.
Well, I can tell you this. It don't really affect us, but, it says a north-northwest wind at 5, but I'm bumping it up to 8.
Yeah, it's got to be more than 5, and we just have a strikeout.
Ava Adams goes down swinging for out number one.
I'm sure those people sitting out down around the fence down there are glad that the sun is behind the clouds right now.
Lauren Reed comes out, swings one, catches one just off the end of the bat, foul for strike number one. I bet they appreciate the breeze and the clouds with it about 82 down there. And I tell you what I appreciate, a little air conditioner up here in the press box.
Yeah, this is nice up here. I never dreamed we'd have this.
Well, Coach, you kind of wanted to go down on the field.
Well, you gave me the option of us being down there or up here. And originally I chose to be down low, sitting out in the elements. And I'm so glad that I twisted it back to you and let you decide.
There's one fouled away. Well, I think you still decided. I just kind of headed you in a direction.
Yeah. Well, I was at the point where I had to make a call. So I chose up here.
Yeah. A really good spot. High, Coach. We're probably, 50 feet high.
Nice.
So
we're above the the bottom. We're on the second floor.
Third floor.
Yeah, third floor of the
press. That's right, third floor. And it's on a hill. There's a ball off the pitcher's glove. This is going to be a tough play. Reed beats it out, and I think that's got to be scored a hit, Coach. I don't think it's got to be.
It just barely trickled off the pitcher's glove, and it left it in a situation. The third baseman made a play, but the timing of it was not in time. So you got to give Reed a base hit.
Kennedy Potts will go in to run for Reed here.
Yeah, Reed can have that runner now.
Coach, going back to the first game, sorry I interrupted you there, but you remember Potts scoring from first on a base hit on a double, you know, in that first game, showing some speed there running the bases.
Yeah.
You remember there was a bang-bang play at the plate? That was Potts on the base pass.
That's right.
So just keep that in mind here, but right now there's only one out with Potts over at first. McCain squares the bunt, and again, Coach, I just don't feel like we're getting the bat around in front of the plate enough to get these bunts. I mean, we're making contact, but the bat's behind us when we're doing it.
Yeah, I think we're committing to the bunt, showing bunt a little bit too late, and it's keeping us from being in the correct position to really square up and be able to get the bat on the ball. Same thing.
Fouls that one. I mean, not Adams. I should say McCain fouls that one, and that's quickly 0-2. We're just not really – We're not executing on our bunts well at all today.
Lily coming close there to stepping across the plate trying to get it down, which would be an out.
McCain takes one just inside for 1-2.
Well, I'm sure the bunt's off now with two strikes. I mean, it's still legal, but you don't want to give them an out with a foul ball.
There's another one fouled away.
McCain, you remember in that early this morning, injured her shoulder a little bit on a play at first base, trying to tag a runner, and the runner ran into her arm. And I've seen her kind of shaking that shoulder a couple of times throughout the day.
There's McCain fouls one away. And she's still alive. Big win this morning, though. Double elimination. The Vols will play, regardless of win or loss, they're going to play at 9 o'clock in the morning. We'll be trying to inform you on that as we go. There's a ball popped up on the infield and a diving play there. And honestly, it's a great play, but she honestly didn't have to make it because we couldn't run, so all she'd had to done was caught the ball off the ground and went and tagged second.
But, you know, the way that ball was hit, when it hit the ground, there's no telling where it would have bounced.
Yeah, but we was having to stand on first base. It would have been.
Yeah, we couldn't be moving. They would have at least got the force out at second.
Yes, for sure.
But nonetheless, she made a great diving catch to come up with it.
That she did. Well, I mean, that's just what a player does is make a play, and she made a great one.
Yeah, just instinct.
There's a ball away on Inslee Giddens there, the leadoff batter. Giddens up to bat. We had her. She got on earlier and scored on an error.
Yeah, she reached on an error on the third baseman early in the game. Well, the first batter of the game. Now she's showing bunt on a 3-0 count.
She's just trying to interfere with the pitcher, and she walks. Base on ball puts runners at first and second with two away here. We are in the top half of the Cook Foods of Ashland second inning. The balls trail 3-2 to the Beauregard Hornets. That brings Blair Wheeler. Wheeler had a big hit out to right field earlier. See if Wheeler's hit it hard pretty much all day, Coach, and she has all day, but she just hadn't been rewarded much for it.
Well, this is where you win games, getting base hits with two outs.
Wheeler pops it up. Shortstop will go make a play in the air for out number three. That's a big play. And the ball, strand two, plate none here in the top half of this Cook Foods of Ashland second inning. We'll go to the bottom half, trailing 3-2 to the Beauregard Hornets. You're listening right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Southern Cabinet Company is a family-owned business with more than 40 years of experience in kitchen and bath projects. The company provides cabinets, hardware, and countertops for new construction, remodels, and multifamily developments throughout the region. Southern Cabinet Company is a supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9. More information is available on Instagram or at 256-354-2555.
Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group in Clay County is licensed in both Alabama and Georgia. Spencer specializes in helping landowners across East Central Alabama with rural homesteads, farms, or recreational land. Spencer is also part of the Poultry South team, dedicated to getting the best value for every property. Spencer is available by phone at 256-283-3198 or online at selandgroup.com. Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
It's Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Jeremy Character here, and there's a ball fouled off to start the bottom half of the second. In here, Lady Vols trailing 3-2 to the Beauregard Hornets. Here from Lagoon Park in Montgomery, Alabama, for regional action as our Lady Vols picked up a win earlier this morning in this dumb elimination tournament. Still 1-0 so far in the tournament. Lauren Reed pitching now for the Volunteers.
I tell you, Bellaflower batting, Macy Bellaflower, and she just jumped on the first pitch and ripped it down the third baseline, just barely fell.
The right fielder today for the Hornets. There's one popped up shallow left field. This could be trouble, and it's in no man's land. Just short of... Not much you could do there, Coach. I mean, you're playing normal. It just wouldn't quite hit hard enough to carry out and hold up for Adams to come under it, and really not a play for nobody. Just in completely in no man's land.
Yeah, hit about halfway between the left fielder and the shortstop, and that's the third hit of the day for Beauregard. There's a steal attempt,
and it goes in the center field,
and that's a stolen base.
Right now, the Hornets showing stealing bases and running the bases really well so far early this afternoon, and making a difference, getting in scoring position on their own.
Well, they're a fun team to watch offensively because they're very aggressive, and they really put a lot of pressure on you from a defensive standpoint.
There's a bunt foul. Shelby Kraft, the center fielder, looking to get the bunt down and bunts that foul. That'll be strike one.
Well, they're trying to move that runner to third and still have two outs left.
And the top of the order coming up.
This is what you call small ball. You get runners on, you move them over, and then you move them in, get them in. Get them on, get them over, and get them in. Small ball.
There's a bunt to first base. Ainsley Giddens with a great play. She fields it in front of him, immediately tags. Only out about 15 feet. She fielded that ball real quick off the hop and tagged the runner. But still, good base running over there by Bellflower, and just not a play.
Yeah, that was a good play by Ainsley Giddens because it saved a throw.
That's one away with a runner at third, and there's one fouled back into the screen by Moulton. Moulton reached in the first inning off of an error. Something to note, Coach, now to start this second inning, Chloe Morris is in that spot on the bench in the batting order, and now we have Blair Wheeler over at third.
Well, we knew Blair probably would be back somewhere or another.
There's a swing and a miss as Reed gets that one by her, and it's quickly 0-2 here, one away. Trailing 3-2 are our later balls here, but we're early. We're in the Cook Foods of Ashland, bottom half of the second inning.
It would be great to get this second out on the leadoff hitter.
There's a ball up in the zone.
Keep that runner at third with two outs.
Absolutely.
I'm going to keep the 5 o'clock game.
Moulton. There's one popped up deep left field. And it's off the fence. She misplayed it. It fell inside the field, and she's going to get a stand-up triple. It scores one. But Adams got twisted around. It was hit terribly high to carry. But we mentioned that wind, Coach. It's blowing out that way, and that one really twisted Adams up, and it fell right at the fence and short of the fence. I mean, when it left the bat, I thought it was just a routine pop-up. But my goodness, that ball carried.
It kept carrying, and I thought it was going to be out of the park.
And it turned out into a triple.
And it was so high that Moulton was running the whole time and was able to get in the third from left field. When the ball hit the left field, she went in the third, as you said, standing up.
There's a bunt, fair, and no play at the plate. A great play by Reed. And she's out at first, but that'll score another run. And right now, the Vols are trailing 5-2 here in the second inning.
Well, Borgard, as I mentioned, they're putting pressure on us defensively. And, you know, we had to make that play on that bunt. And Reed got off the pitching rubber there, fielded it, and made a good throw. But while all that was going on, that fifth run was scoring.
5-2, the early lead here by the Borgard Lady Hornets over our Lady Vols here in regional action, Lagoon Park, Montgomery, Alabama. There's a ball popped up on the infield. Wesley will camp under it and squeeze it for out number three, but not before. The Borgard Hornets plate two more runs and extend their lead to three now, 5-2 on our Central of Clay County Volunteers. And you're listening right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
From the Radio Alabama Foundation and the First Bank of Alabama Studios, this is East Alabama's Classic Country 90.9. Ashland, Lineville, Sylacauga, Talladega, Alexander City, and far beyond. Online at classiccountry909.org and the Radio Alabama app.
Classic Country 90.9.
Support for the Radio Alabama Foundation comes from the Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group, a real estate team specializing in the sale of poultry farms in the Southeast. Poultry South provides real estate services for buyers and sellers of poultry farms, offering guidance on the unique considerations of farm property transactions. More information is available online at PoultrySouth.com or by phone at 256-475-0490. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group, a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Jerry McCarricker here as we welcome you back to the Radio Alabama Sports, Clay Central Sports Network. The Vols are trailing right now 5-2 as we move into the Matthews Meat Market third inning here in regional play. And the Volunteers are moving on to tomorrow regardless of the outcome of this game. We will share that. They're going to play at 9 either way. We'll tell you the opponent when we get closer to the end of this game. But I think we got a head start on everybody again, Coach, with an early start for this game, actually.
Well, and, you know, we need to start pecking away here and not get in too deep of a hole from a scoring standpoint. We're already three behind, so, you know, anything we could score this inning would be a plus.
There's a ball taken outside. One on Zakara Lopez running the count to 1-2. Something to mention, a lot of people are probably wondering, but it is correct. We got a couple of Volunteers that will be graduating tomorrow night, but with the schedules of the games, depending on what happens, they should make it regardless of the games, but some of them might come slide in on two wheels and get their cap and gown and go. But that's what we're hoping for, the way the day needs to end.
Yeah,
is them to be a little bit later down here tomorrow. But there's a base hit out in the right field by Lopez. Good battle there with two strikes, and Lopez getting a single out to right field.
Well, talking about that graduation, I'm sure some kind of arrangements would be made to try to get those ladies up there to back to Clay Central for that ceremony.
Are you thinking a helicopter or something, or what are you thinking?
Well, maybe a police car.
Escort. Well, I think with the schedule of the games, I think it should work out Annalisa Harris hitting a high fly ball out to center field. It'll be caught for out number one on the fly out. Out to center field. That'll bring Chloe Morris. Chloe Morris has been swinging it well, Coach. She's a lot like these Beauregard Hornets. She's been out in front of a lot of pitches today.
Reached on a fielder's choice her first time up. They made a play at home, I think.
Morris hits it over to third. Now, this is a possible double play ball, and it's that early stretch caught the first baseman there over the head. She had that early stretch, Coach. And you see that a lot from first baseman, but she stretched out kind of before the throw made it over there, and it just sailed over her head. I believe if she'd have waited back and kind of stepped into that, she might have had a double play, but one out and now two outs, and Morris over at first.
Well, Morris on a fielder's choice again reaches first. Now we're two outs.
Addison Wesley hits one out to center field, and the center fielder will slide just over to her left about three steps and squeeze it for out number three. And that was a quick Matthews Meat Market top of the first. Our Lady Vols trail 5-2 to the Beauregard Hornets right here on the Southern Union State Community College. Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Support for Radio Alabama Foundation comes from local businesses including Piggly Wiggly, with locations in Ashland and Lineville. Piggly Wiggly provides groceries, produce, and household products. The Ashland store is located at 100 County Road 31. Phone 256-354-2184. The Lineville store is on Highway 9. Phone 256-396-2224. More information is available online or by phone. Piggly Wiggly is a proud supporter of Volunteer Athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys assist clients in auto and motorcycle accidents, 18-wheeler collisions, boating accidents, wrongful death, medical malpractice, premises liability, and workplace injuries, and is known for compassionate, informed representation. Attorneys handle each case personally, not through case managers. Info is available at tpharlaw.com, tpharlaw.com, or 256-487-6080. Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than those by other lawyers.
The freshest farm-raised meats, stone ground meal and grits, farm-to-table jams, jellies, salsa, and more. Blair Family Farm and Market, the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back. Here's Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, and Jeremy Character live from Montgomery, Alabama, Lagoon Park and Regional Softball Action. And we're here in the bottom half of the Matthews Meat Market third inning.
That's right. Reed fires the 0-2. That one misses up and away. 1-2.
It's 1-2 is the count here. On the.
Came in at the bottom of the first inning to take over for Wheeler.
Here's the 1-2. Burroughs.
Reed, that ball's fouled out. That's Ellie Burroughs fouls it away, and the count's now 1-2. Or stays at 1-2, I should say.
That's one of the few swings that hasn't been yanked to left field.
And now it's thrown out on the field, and I think it bounced off the umpire.
Yeah, spectator retrieved the foul ball and threw it in, and maybe didn't like a call or something. I don't know. It was unintentional.
That's what we're going with. Harris one fouled between her legs, kind of staying alive there. Kind of got caught leaning out over the plate, and Reed jammed her inside. Kind of surprised her, but she was able to get the bat on it.
Burroughs is the cleanup hitter, so.
There's another one fouled off. It's Burroughs battling in there at the plate right now, as the First State Bank leadoff batter for the Hornets here in this inning.
Once again, 2-2 to Ellie.
There's another one fouled off.
Getting her timing down a little bit now and pulling the ball.
That she is. She was kind of late. Now she's adjusted to ahead of it and We need to hurry up and get her out of there before she lands somewhere in the middle.
Well, we certainly don't want another leadoff hitter on base to start this inning.
Oh, and I thought she had swung and missed, but she got just enough of it, and Adams couldn't hold it as it went off of the, I believe, her mitt, and we'll do it again here at 1-2.
And, of course, with us being up here, we can't hear the ball hit the bat, but we can go by the umpire signal.
There's one hit shallow left field, and that's another C&I hit. And a diving attempt there by Adams, but unable to get it, and that's going to put her at second. Coach, right now everything, you know, not taking anything away from the Hornets, but everything does seem to be rolling. The balls just seem to be finding holes for them.
Well, that was great hustle for Burroughs to get into second base. What should have been a single turned into a double.
Well, and Adams went with all efforts trying to make that catch, but with her diving, it gave her that opportunity. And a good job by Burroughs seeing that and continuing moving on to second. There's a ball popped up on the bunt, and Ainsley Giddens comes in and makes a great play from first, and that was a big out.
Yeah, good out right there with that leadoff runner reaching second.
That'll bring Lisa Bunn here to the plate.
But again, the strategy here, even with a three-run lead, they're looking to add on. And they may have just added on.
Yeah, it's a base hit out to left field. We may have a play at second, but unable to field it.
And again, great hustle on that base runner's part to get that extra base.
Had a great attempt to get her. We threw in the third. I'm not really sure. I guess, with her running, I don't think we have much of a play. Probably some miscommunication there. We probably need to be throwing immediately to second and just give up that run.
Yeah, anytime you throw ahead of the runner, you're inviting the trail runner to get an extra base.
But good base running by the Hornets, and they're just replaced her at second base and extended their lead to 6-2.
Adding on, they continue to put pressure on you.
Madison Blanchard, the designated player, is up the bat for the Hornets. There's a ground ball over to third. Wheeler will make the play. Short hop over to Giddens. Giddens digs it out, throws back to third. The out's made at first, but not a very close play there at third. But two away now. See if we can just end this right here with just one coming across the plate here in the Matthews Meat Market third inning.
That was a good pickup by Giddens there at first base on that low throw.
It was a good short hop dig over there. There's a ball hit out to shortstop Addison Wesley. Addie makes a good throw across the diamond for out number three. But the Hornets plate one more and extend their lead to four here. 6-2 is the score right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Support for Classic Country 90.9 is provided by the Law Office of Tyler Sims, offering legal services in areas including personal injury, estate planning, criminal defense, and juvenile law. The office serves clients in the region with a focus on legal representation across these practice areas. More information is available at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims supports the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than that of other attorneys.
Support for the Radio Alabama Foundation comes from Matthews Meat Market, providing locally sourced beef, pork, and specialty cuts to the community. Matthews Meat Market maintains locations at 61272 Highway 49 in Lineville and 3050 U.S. Highway 78 East in Anniston. Hours and product information are available at 256-624-6042.
Welcome you back here. Volunteer softball, Rusty Tutter, Coach Jerry Williams, Jeremy Character. There's a ball hit hard. Foul off the ball. That ball was hit hard by Ava Adams, but just foul and just off the glove of the third baseman over there, Ellie Burris.
I tell you what, both of these teams are wearing out that third baseline.
That they are. There's a ball down, and Eva able to hold back and not take a swing at it, and the count's even at 1-1. There's a ball popped up to left field, deep left field. Left fielder will make a good turn. get turned back around and make the catch deep in the alley out there for out number one. I tell you, Coach, as you continue to watch, you can really see the wind, I think, is causing these balls to carry a little more than these defenders are realizing pretty quick.
Yeah, anything to left is carrying because of that 5 mile per hour wind you mentioned.
To the ball.
And it could, the higher you go, the more it may be.
It's definitely playing with the ball. I mean, it's pretty clear. 5 or whatever, 10, whatever you want to call it, it's enough wind to make a difference. It's kind of gusting, though. It's in and out. And there's a.
Is that a hit batter or a foul?
It was off the knob of the bat for a strike. Yeah. Well, and I think the telltale story there is Reed backed up and knew it right off the bat instantly that it didn't hit her.
Yeah, Reed.
I thought it went off her elbow.
Reed could have kind of faked a little like it hit her, and she might have got something out of it.
Lot going on here. The ball popped up. Is it going to stay in play? And it's off the screen foul. Reed gets back in. I don't know. It's not just a run scored, Coach. You get in this game compared to the first, and the pace of the play and everything is really at a totally different pace than we were played at this morning.
Yeah,
between pitches and everything just seems to be lasting longer. There's a strikeout as Reed gets caught swinging, got jammed inside.
I think one thing that we're seeing that both teams played, and I think, there's not as much intensity, not as much jump. In other words, I think fatigue, is
showing up. The heat's
catching up.
Particularly, a little cooler this morning.
Yeah, particularly the heat here has kind of sapped some of that energy.
Coach, we've been able to check on a lot of our neighbors around. Woodland was leading a little bit ago over on the backside. I'm not sure if they ended up getting a victory. We saw Rammer, and I'm pretty sure they were victorious earlier. And Woodland played yesterday. And picked up a win yesterday, so they're playing again today. And we've got friends. We've got Fayetteville here. We've got Childersburg here, which is part of our Radio Alabama family. We just got teams from all over playing here today. I mean, this park is just amazing at the view. We're here at Field 1. There's one hit right up the middle, and that'll be for out number 3. But we've got a view right over our outfield of the whole parking lot. And earlier we found out we had to ride around to find a parking place.
This place is
packed. So, but that'll end your third in the Matthews Meat Market third inning. We'll move into the fourth with the Vols trailing 6-2 right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Is it time for a career change? Cook Foods of Ashland Complex features a variety of careers with excellent benefits and room for advancement. Current openings include various hourly positions at our processing plant, feed mill, hatchery, and live hall department. Support staff positions are also available, such as accounting, HR, purchasing, QA, and truck drivers. The website is cookfoods.com/careers. Cook Foods of Ashland is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network. Go Vols!
This is District Attorney Joe Fickwit with an important alert. In today's world, many con men come to your door portraying themselves as contractors or a repair person. These con men often will require payment in advance of the work, and soon thereafter, they disappear. If you are in need of home repair, please use contractors who are licensed, honest, and ethical. If you are the victim of a repair person promising to fix your home and disappearing, please call local law enforcement and make a report report immediately. The quicker you notify law enforcement, the better chances your money can be recovered. Do your homework into the background of any repair person you consider hiring. Never pay for home repairs in advance. Stay alert. Stay vigilant.
When you need a lawyer who will go the extra mile, Tyler Sims is there for you. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network. Online at sims.law.
Welcome you back here, and a lot going on quickly as we've already had a double and another hit that moved the runner over to third. We got runner, and the Hornets have runners at first and third here in the bottom half of the fourth inning.
Well, the leadoff hitter this inning was the nine hitter in the order, led off with a double, kind of dropped it over near the right field line out of reach of everybody. And then Lindsey Moulton laid down a beautiful bunt towards third there that she beat out easily. And now she's still second.
The base running of the Hornets is just really impressive. They show a lot of speed. And they don't have many singles, Coach. They're looking for a double out of the box on any hit.
All these extra bases are translating into runs.
There's a ball. We had the infield in, and that's going to – of course, we understand we couldn't afford to give up. There's a great throw in. That was a great throw into the plate. The chance to make a play at the plate scoots away, Coach. I can't argue about the throw, and I think could we have made the catch and the tag? I think we had an out at the plate, but either way, it scored too.
And in the meantime, the batter, Mackenzie Hanley, when the throw went through, she immediately took second base. So another good job of base running by the Hornets.
There's a ball hit foul, and the Hornets just seem to replace each other at second base, which is not a good thing for our Lady Vols. We're here in the bottom half of this Highway 9 tire fourth inning. And
three consecutive hits to start this fourth inning.
There's a ball up in the zone. Right now, a lot of softball left to be played in this game. We can see Elmore County and Hopeful next to us. They're tied at 1-1 over there. There's a ball hit out in the left field. And the winner of this game would face that winner, I believe. So the loser of this game would face the winner of Shelby County. And who's Shelby County? And Demopolis, right?
We wouldn't face the loser of this.
We would face the winner of, that's what I said, Demopolis and Shelby County. They're in the loser's bracket already.
And we're changing pitchers again.
Yeah, I think, is this going to be Sophie Castleberry? I think it is going to be Sophie. Coach is what I look. We'll get it when we come back. Let's take a quick break right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network as the Lady Vols trail 8-2.
Underwriting for Classic Country 90.9 comes from Integrity Cabinets in Lineville, a family-owned and operated cabinet manufacturing business established in 2004. Integrity Cabinets is on Highway 49 North in Lineville, and employment opportunity information is available by phone at 256-354-1431 or online at integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets is a proud supporter of the Radio Alabama Foundation.
Support for Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network comes from Honey's Cafe in Lineville. Honey's Cafe is a locally owned restaurant open Sunday through Friday. Honey's Cafe includes a banquet room available for meetings, parties, and gatherings. More information is available by phone at 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe, located at 30 Park South in Lineville.
We welcome you back here. Sophia Castleberry comes into the circle for the Vols. We've seen Castleberry pitch. There's a close play over at third on the throwback. We've seen Castleberry pitch and pitch really well this season. So right now what we're looking to do is cut Cut the losses, cut the runs down, and start inching back, because things are getting away a little bit here as we're already in the Highway 9 tire fourth inning. It's a good pitch for a strike.
And we're starting to look at the point to where we couldn't be headed to a shortened game unless we can choke them off offensively.
Yeah, but still only a six-run lead right now. But the problem is there's nobody out and two more runners on base. Castleberry, 2-1's a count here. There's a base hit out in the left field. That'll score one, possibly two. Looks like they'll hold that backup runner at third. But now it's a 9-2 lead here by the Beauregard Hornets.
And we've got to find an out here somewhere.
Ball hit hard just under the glove there of Blair Wheeler. Now, it was a hit. It wasn't an error. That ball was ripped. She just couldn't quite get to it.
Five consecutive batters have gotten base hits here.
Right now, the Hornets, we're having to put on all kind of equipment over there and a pause in play. Not a big fan of a pause in play to put on added running equipment. But nobody asked me, Coach. Did you believe that?
Well, you weren't on the committee that made these rules. So you didn't have a voice in it.
Yeah, I was chasing those Hornets from Europe at that time, I guess. There go.
Those would be good to swat Hornets with, though.
That would be a that mitt would, wouldn't it? There's a ball down in the zone, 1-1.
I'll tell you, when a Hornet comes at you high and hard, you need to get out of the way. Much as you would a fastball.
The ball popped up in center field. Looks like it's deep enough for the run. Good throw here by Lopez, and a good choice by Lopez. Not to really throw it home, but to throw it third, Coach. And the throw was just off, or she might have had a play over at third. But an impressive play by Lopez to realize where to throw that ball.
Yeah.
But that scores another run, and it's 10-2 now, the lead for the Hornets.
One out now with that runner at third, so two tough outs to get.
Yeah, right now things are just really, really going the way of the Hornets, but they really have got hot bats and running these bases well are the Hornets. They're buzzing around these bases like a Hornet, aren't they?
You don't want to get a bunch of Hornets stirred up.
They stinging a little bit like them, too, a little bit here at 10-2. The ball fouled back into the screen. She almost hit that. You talking about out front. That's about as out front as you can be.
Yeah, she was like at a 45-degree angle down the third baseline when she fouled that one.
There's one foul. She's reining it back in, Coach. Might be a good time for a change up here with a count 2-2.
I tell you, they've jumped on all of our pitchers today.
Third pitcher we've had. There's another one fouled.
Somebody's going to get hurt.
Oh, that was off of a cheer over there. What woke that gentleman up over at the hopeful side on another field. Castleberry pitching now for the Vols. We've had Lauren Reed and also Blair Wheeler. There's one popped up. Could be playable. Great play there for Adams, but nobody's covering home. And a great base running blunt. It's a play blunder by the Vols as we've got to cover home there. Great catch by Adams, and then she just kind of made the catch and didn't realize what was going on. She could have got back herself, too.
That's right. Well, that's another example of the aggressiveness and alertness of Beauregard, their base runners.
Just assuming they're going to freeze over there, but with two outs. What, there, Coach, did you see that? They come landed up here looking at us. Oh, Ren. But what happened there, we popped up just shy of the screen. Abe Adams makes a great catch for an out. And a runner tags up at third with the catcher with the ball at the screen and runs and scores.
Well, and you got some of that's on Castleberry, too, for not coming down.
Not coming down and not screaming that she's, you know, just right now, Coach, a little bit lackluster defensive performance. And I'm not there's a – I thought that was fouled, but they're going to say it was strike three and not caught.
Yeah, it was a strikeout, and
would have been out three, but catcher. It went off the catcher's mitt and to the screen, and she'll get the first. Right now, things are snowballing, Coach, pretty fast. 11-2 is the lead here for the Hornets. Looks a lot different than this morning looked, and give a lot of that credit to the Hornets.
Yeah, they played extremely well, and us not so well.
There's a ball fouled away.
5-2, St. James.
If y'all wanted to know, St. James just won 5-2. You probably heard it, though. You didn't need me to tell you again, did you, Jeremy?
Heard it here first.
Yep.
It's like having a PA here.
I like it. I wouldn't mind everybody hollering at the score at the end of every each half inning, and we could hear everybody's around. It's a neat press box. It's a neat press box around here where you can you kind of got a walkway all the way around the windows here, and it's not the center's open. I've never been in a press box just like it, but I like it.
Three balls and a strike, the pitch.
There's a ball fouled out of play. How many balls do you think we've seen pulled into the gap between these two?
Countless numbers.
I thought Jeremy was keeping up with it, but I guess he's not.
12.
No, you're short. Somewhere your counter's off. I think it was more than 12.
I know one thing. That guy from Hopeful's getting tired of bringing them back.
There's a base hit off the glove of Wheeler, or however you want to score that. Wheeler went over, almost got in front of it.
I'm going to give it a base hit.
That ball was ripped.
It would have been a backhand play if she'd made it.
Right now, Coach, we just can't keep them off the bases, and they're hitting lasers at us. 11-2 is the lead here in the fourth for the Beauregard Hornets.
And the Hornets are batting around here in this inning.
The ball down in the zone. Three different pitchers the Volunteers have sent out there, Coach, and you can't blame one because each one that's toed the rubber has been hit hard. You got to give credit to the bats, I think. Inside. The ball taken inside.
Lindsey Moulton back on the on-deck circle.
Six base hits in this inning.
This inning felt like it lasted longer than the first game we had. There's a ball hit out to Wesley, and it'll be caught for out number three, but not before. How many runs was played in this inning? I've done lost count.
Five runs this inning.
Five runs this inning, and the Hornets extend their lead to 11-2. Nine-run lead here as we'll move into the Timber Lead Auctions fifth inning when we come back here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Support for Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network comes from Hill Auto Sales, located on the hill on Highway 9 in downtown Lineport. Hill Auto Sales features cars, trucks, and SUVs for personal and commercial use. More information is available at 256-396-1100 and online at buyfromhill.net. Hill Auto Sales, the home of the Hill Deal.
Support for Classic Country 90.9 comes from Highway 9 Tire. Located at 89574 Highway 9 in Lineville, Highway 9 Tire is a tire and service center for Clay County and surrounding areas. More information is available by phone at 256-396-3040. Highway 9 Tire is a proud supporter of Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Welcome back here Lagoon Park in Montgomery. Ainsley Giddens hit a quick ball out to first, and Jeremy's menu right now. Now I don't. Coach Wayne's went missing, and then it's just me and you, buddy, for a little while. I don't know how long, but that was Ainsley swings at the first pitch and grounds out to second for out number one here in the top half of the Timber Lead Auctions fifth inning. Balls trail 11-2. Blair Wheeler gets in, and she takes ball one off the plate.
Blair's due for a big hit.
She had a big hit to lead this game off, but she's hit some hard balls today and just really hadn't been rewarded much for it. There's a ball taken in. Even in the count at 1-1. We will mention we got our buddies over here from Radio Alabama covering Fayetteville. They covered Childersburg either. Earlier, I think they're delayed. There's a line drive right at the pitcher, and that's caught for out number two. Right now, ours seem to be right at people when we hit one pretty good, and theirs seem to be finding holes. But that's what happens when you get things rolling for you, and the Borgard Hornets have it rolling right now.
Yeah, when things go south, it's hard to reverse it.
There's Lopez. She'll hit a ground ball over to third, and it'll be thrown across the diamond to first, and that's a quick 1-2-3 inning for the Borgard Hornets. We'll transfer in to the Timber Elite Auctions bottom half of the fifth right here with the Lady Vols trailing 11-2 to the Borgard Hornets, and unable to give up a run at this point. Going to have to hold steady to keep this thing going here this afternoon from Lagoon Park in Montgomery, Alabama. You're listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Since 2000, Harris Plumbing and Electric has proudly served Clay County with hometown pride. From trusted power tools like Stanley, Milwaukee, and DeWalt to GE scratch and dent appliances, they offer quality without breaking the bank. Plus a full service lumber yard and building materials for every project. Harris Plumbing and Electric is located at 75 2nd Street Northwest in Ashland. Available on Facebook or by phone at 256-354-5600 and is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
At First Capital Insurance, we are proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. First Capital Insurance provides insurance services including auto, home, business, and life coverage for individuals and businesses in Clay County and surrounding communities. More information is available at 256-396-2131 or online at firstcia.com. First Capital is open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30. Support for the Radio Alabama Foundation comes from listeners and from First Capital Insurance, located at 575 East College Street in Lineville.
Being first sounds good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO for First Bank of Alabama. For over 176 years, we've been proudly serving our communities with trust, integrity, and personalized banking, putting the important things first, whether it's helping families buy their first home or supporting local businesses. Our mission is to be your financial partner through every stage of life. We're here for you today and tomorrow. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We can welcome you back now in a triple, Coach. And right now, we got to pull the infield in. If that run scores, that'll be the ball game.
Well, the outfield needs to come in as well.
You're right. You got to be able to throw them out at the plate. The ball fouled back. That left fielder, is that Potts out in left field? I think we've made a change in left field.
Well, she had a difficult play there. The ball was hit all the way to the fence.
I mean, it like about a foot or two going over the fence.
She was back there and it hit off her glove. But if this run from third scores, they're going to run rule us right here. And it's no mystery what's happened here. It's 11-2.
Jeremy, could you go in a second and try to find out the Shelby County score? They should be playing over there somewhere. Because we may need that here in just a second. There it is, Coach. Base hit out to center field. It'll be fielded by Lopez. And it'll score 12-2. And that's the ball game, as a 10-run rule will be in effect as the Borgard Hornets And the Beauregard Hornets get the big victory, 12-2. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll recap this game and move into the Altoona Point Health postgame show right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network as Beauregard Hornets win 12-2. But keep in mind, when we come back, we'll be talking about it. But our Volunteers have still lived to play tomorrow as they move over to the loser's bracket side, and they'll be playing at 9 o'clock. We'll talk about that when we come back here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Being first sounds good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO for First Bank of Alabama. For over 176 years, we've been proudly serving our communities with trust, integrity, and personalized banking, putting the important things first, whether it's helping families buy their first home or supporting local businesses. Our mission is to be your financial partner through every stage of life. We're here for you today and tomorrow. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs, as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District. Natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
Support for the Clay Central Sports Network comes from Central Physical Therapy, located at 88191 Highway 9 in Lineville. Central Physical Therapy provides services for injury rehabilitation, chronic pain management, and post-surgery recovery. Therapy services include hands-on treatment and guided exercise programs in a community-based setting. More information is available by phone at 256-396-3250 or online at centralptal.com. Central Physical Therapy is a proud supporter of the Radio Alabama Foundation.
Around here, storms come and go, and it takes a quality roof to stand the test of time. A&E Metal Roofing has served East Alabama and West Georgia for more than 20 years, providing homes, backyard sheds, and everything in between with metal roofing, siding, and much more. A&E also offers pole barn kits. Locations include Kellyton, Wedowee, and Smith Station. More information is available at aemetalroofing.com. A&E Metal Roofing, quality you can trust, service you can count on.
We welcome you back. Here's Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, and also Jeremy Character as we'll wrap the day up here from Lagoon Park in Montgomery, Alabama at the 5A Central Region Tournament. Our Volunteers win this morning. Big win over Brubaker Tech to advance on in the winner's bracket to this game we've just faced with the Beauregard Hornets. Coach came out hot and stayed hot throughout the game. Picked up a 12-2 run rule victory here in the Timber Elite Auctions. Fifth inning. And just really speak to what we saw here. Really, the Hornets, very impressive. We were able to see kind of part of their game earlier, as we could see part of the field there between breaks. They kind of started a little slow this morning. They started putting runs on late in that first game, and they've just rolled that over into this game. Right now, the Hornets hot on the offensive side and doing a good job pitching, as we only played it two runs in the first inning.
Well, we saw a contrast in two games today. We saw the Volunteers play a great game this morning and then not so well this afternoon. But you got to give Beauregard credit. They played extremely aggressively on offense. Every mistake we made defensively, they capitalized on it. And there's countless numbers of extra bases that they accrued, you know, whether we threw ahead of runners or we bobbled or we made a bad throw, whatever. The extra bases added up. They ended up with 15 base hits in this game. And every time they got that hit, there was runners on coming in from the miscues that we put them in scoring position with. But they hit the ball 15. 15 hits, as I mentioned. We only had four base hits in this game and never could string any of those four hits together. Lopez, Wheeler, Harris, and Reed all had singles for us, and that was it offensively. We couldn't put anything together consecutively to generate any offense. And then our pitchers in this game, Blair Wheeler started, then Lauren Reed came in, then Castleberry. None of them were very effective, and you could tell that by the way that Beauregard was jumping on the pitches and kept pulling, timing and pulling the ball. The ones that didn't fall fair, they were really ringing some fouls out by timing those pitches. And our pitchers just didn't have it in this game. But the credit goes to Beauregard. They played a great game. And we'll need to think things over and work things out, try to come back in the morning at 9 o'clock and play better.
Absolutely. Still proud of our Volunteers, and they've still got a lot to play for. Still a chance to advance on in that loser's bracket side. And they'll need to win three games tomorrow to do it, but they've got a chance to do that, and it'll start in the morning. We don't know our opponent yet because our game that we're playing, we'll be playing the winner. The way we're looking at it, we'll be playing the winner of Shelby County and Demopolis. We'll be playing the winner of that game at 9 o'clock, but that game just got started. They're way behind schedule on that field. That's one thing we're blessed with is where we're on time. We were actually ahead of time, so We'll get things going, and we'll be on the air tomorrow at 10 to 9. That'll be the plan time. Me and you'll be back on the air tomorrow. Jeremy's got to go back to a regular job tomorrow. Heathbone may be making a trip with us, but we're still planning for a slimmer schedule in the morning. We hope our Lady Vols keep things going as they continue to move on here in the Central Regional Tournament here from Montgomery at Lagoon Park. Jeremy Character has been with us. Jeremy, you got anything to say as we get ready to cut loose and head back to Clay County?
Well, just blessed to be able to come with y'all and watch them play. I know Josh will get them back where they need to be and focused on what the task at hand tomorrow. I just hate I can't be with y'all tomorrow.
Yeah, well, we know, you look at those opponents. There was two kind of, a lot of people thought they were the two favorites of this tournament that are facing off and immediately winning the loser's bracket today. So we're going to be playing a strong team, but you're in the region tournament. You should be every team strong, and we've seen that happen here today. So the Volunteers with a great chance to advance tomorrow, but they got to come ready to play in the morning. I think they're going to be staying down here tonight, getting some good and much needed rest, and they'll be coming back fresh in the morning. Coach Weems, you got anything as we get ready to close things out here?
Well, first of all, the Volunteers this morning, it's probably as good a game as they played all season. All facets of the game were clicking and beating a very good Brubaker Tech team. And so we know they can play well. And I think this afternoon we just ran into a bus. We ran into a very good Beauregard team, and they executed and just put one on us, just handed it to us. And you got to give them credit, and we'll bounce back. I'm almost sure of that. We'll come back in the morning. We'll be ready to play. And this shows you every game stands on its own. And just because you play good one game doesn't ensure you are the next. You got to be ready to execute and do the things that got you playing well to begin with. That's what we'll do tomorrow.
Absolutely. And we'll be back on the air right here, however you listen to us today, whether you're on that Radio Alabama app, you're listening to us on Classic Country 90.9 or online, however you choose. We hope you'll tune back into us tomorrow as we'll be right back on action here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network as the Volunteers fall in the second game today, 12-2 to the Beauregard Hornets, but back in action tomorrow. We're not quite sure of our opponent yet, but we'll let you know in the morning. But just know your Volunteers will be playing right here in the morning. Until next time, God bless and go Vols.